So it has been a little bit of a minute since we've talked to you from Region Nerd Alert due to these trying times. But we are still trying to bring you relevant conversations from a safe environment. This week, we catch up, discuss what we've been playing, and news surrounding upcoming video game releases. Join us on Region Nerd Alert this Saturday at 7 p.m. right here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. And welcome, everybody.
Hello.
Hey. What's up?
Hey.
Hey, man, we got a full house, but I want to reiterate this, if you heard from the intro, a full safe house.
Oh, yeah, totally and, safe. We were pretty far away from each other.
Pretty far away from.
Distance.
There is some distance between
we're
us.
We're all wearing masks, too, yep. So.
All wearing masks, except your host, who's been, who's been creating interstitials all week, and the dirtiest of them all. But anyways, I'm Jose, host of Region Nerd Alert, and you are listening to Region Nerd Alert on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. And if you want to hear this streaming every Saturday at 7 p.m., go to lakeshorepublicradio.org. Or if you miss an episode or Saturdays are busy for you, we're on Spotify. We're on Google something, Gplay. What is it called?
Google Play.
Google Play.
iTunes.
NPR app.
iTunes and the NPR One app. There we go. There we go. Okay. So, I guess without further ado, not only for introductions, but catching up, because you all are my best friends, and we get to do this podcast together. And I missed you guys because, you know, it's been a while since we've been able to communicate in person. So, without further ado, let's get that old goose seat out the way.
It's me. It's Thick Boy, 3Cs, 3Is, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Follow my photography at Singularity Photography.
There we go. There we go. And Mike, how have you been?
Oh, I've been going crazy.
Going crazy?
Going absolutely crazy.
So, let's do this on the one being completely normal, nothing's changed, to five being... hell on earth.
Well, I haven't shaved my head yet, so I'd say probably about a six.
Ah,
six. Six, seven.
Six or seven. All right. So to my next step in the direction of left.
Ooh. Left adjacent.
Is the old...
It's the old pool.
Yeah, old pool Grzelski. I love your mask, by the way.
Thank you.
For everyone who can't see at home.
Resembles a diaper.
Well, it's not a diaper, I can assure you, though.
You look like an intern trying to be a doctor.
I think it's the glasses, isn't it?
It's the glasses-mask combo.
It does look the safest of the masks in the room, though.
Hey, my mask is great.
It's the coolest. All the safest, and mine's standard.
Safest in terms of being protected in Hyrule. Heather's is the safest. But how have you been, Paul?
Been pretty okay. Still bored. I had work to go to.
I feel you. And I hope to come back to you for some league news, because to this episode, I feel like we're going to update everybody on everything. And how do you feel about that, Paul?
Feel indifferent about it at the moment.
Oh, I completely forgot what you said off camera. Off camera, off microphone. But we'll still come back to you in a positive light. And can we... Actually, no, I'm not even going to say. what rank are you right now? I was feeling we can say it every episode and see if you've grown.
Well, I'm Silver 4, which is the low end of Silver at 0 LP.
It's still good, though, Silver.
I've lost enough to where my protection is kind of going away here soon in the next couple of games if I don't win.
Okay. I have faith in you, Paul. Maybe we could do some duos, you know.
Thank you. I'd appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. And to his left, doing a jig right now on the table.
No, I'm just cutting kidding. Rugs that cutting aren't rug. Here on these hard floors.
Is Mr.
Skylar Olatho. Yes, my voice did that naturally. Olathoe on most social medias. Doing a bunch of music stuff because of this pandemic. Working on my producer skills and practicing piano.
Nice. And you actually have an album being, there's some kinks being worked out, but you have a full album.
It's on Bandcamp right now, so you can listen to it on Bandcamp. I got to remaster a few things. I got to add some compression because it's a little quiet.
Right.
Fix things up, remaster, And then I got DistroKid, so it's going to be on Spotify and everywhere else.
Oh, moving up probably in next the world. Month. Heck yes, heck yes. And I would love, if not next week, then the week after, to play the whole album on here, region
early.
That
would be awesome.
That'd be all me and you just chatting it up, playing with the music.
Talk about the instruments. You
instruments, yeah. I want to really dig in deep with that. But yes, thank you. And to Skylar's not right is the lovely Miss
Heather. I'm Deli Hams with two S's on Instagram and one S on Twitter. I haven't been paying attention because, like I said, time is a construct and nothing is real right now.
Yes, you did say that. And how have you been, Heather?
If my statement says anything, it's been weird, but I'm working from home, so it's not exactly like I'm still working, but it's like I don't have like a place that I like really like disconnect from. So it's like I'm living in the same place I'm working at, so I don't have like a time.
Life
like
is
a,
melding together.
Yeah, so I'm not really liking it because I get up and I have my computer and that's work, and then and when I'm done, I just leave my computer. But also where I sit on my computer is also where I play games. So everything is like blending into one. And burnout is going to happen if we keep doing this.
Oh, man. Yeah, I can't imagine that. Like, now that I think of it, I know, like us, you know, if we were to work at home, like, we have computers and we play computer games. Like, I couldn't imagine, like, melding the two.
Honestly, yeah. I Welcome. Need to take the TV out of the studio, so I'm like forced to only do music stuff in there.
Oh,
like, I'll
I told
put on
you
Netflix
that
or something, and then
day
be like,
one,
because you have everything in there, right? Like games and
I do have. I think the PS4 and the Switch is in there.
Mm-hmm. You need to take those out. Don't miss work and don't like mix work and playtime. I'm learning really quickly.
I told you that.
I have
one.
Been doing. Just putting the TV on with nothing on the sound bar, just to have something like in my face moving, and then practicing piano and listening to music.
I'm gonna say I think that'll be that. That's a good idea to
like. I need
have
something to move.
Studio.
Like I need to stimulate my visual motion.
Just nap and play. Just close your eyes and just play, and then eventually you'll just fall asleep.
There you go. There you go. Well, yeah. So you know we're catching up here. There's a lot of new games announced. New games.
Oh, yeah.
That are delayed further.
Oh, yeah.
And new games that came out, and we are apparently, according to one of us, have been beating the crap out of them.
Yeah, because I have nothing else to do.
So
I wake up, I'm at work, I leave work, and I'm still at home. There's no drive time.
So I guess to start off, let me open up this pit a little bit. I know we've talked about life simulators in a previous podcast. Animal Crossing, now that it's out, it's been out for a while. Like, how's Animal Crossing been for you?
I'm really enjoying it right now. Let's see. I've probably already put in over 80 hours. So I want to say it was 80 hours 2 weeks ago. So it's probably near 100 hours in a month.
And it came out March, like, 20?
20. It was a week after the 17th. So, like, about, like...
It came out the 20th.
20th. It's 20th. About like 3 weeks ago, almost 4 weeks. It's almost been a month because it'll be a month next Monday.
Okay. And so. And you've played like, you know, Animal Crossing and Animal Crossing City Folk and all that.
New Horizons. I played them all.
So how does New Horizons compare in your opinion?
I have some gripes with it. Like there's definitely some things that Nintendo does that is just Nintendo things.
Okay.
But there's definitely some large improvements to it. Like they've made it so that griefers can't come in. Just like if you want to trade something with something random on Reddit, like, hey, I have this, you have that, let's trade. They can't come in and just tear up your whole town and like
dig
shovel
holes
everything.
Everywhere.
And, yeah, they can't do that because only people who are best friends with you can actually mess with like your trees and their shovels and all that.
I like that's
which is really nice.
I was gonna say that's a good way to like continue with the oh I met you at a con, like let's do this, but also have oh I met you at a con, oh cut all
There's
your trees
boundaries.
Down.
Yeah, like
I like that.
You can be friends on Switch, but if you're not friends, like best friends in the game, they still can't mess with you, like your town and village.
That's nice.
I got some crippling information I found out from Animal Crossing. Horrible game for families to purchase.
Oh, yes.
What?
You can only have one island per Switch.
Yes.
Oh, I've been reading about that.
You cannot start multiple campaigns in that game.
I think even before it came out, people were like really saying, like, you got to fix this.
Yeah. To be fair, in previous installments, it was per memory card. So what they should have done, they should have made it per SD card and not saved it to your system memory. Because, if I remember correctly, it was like for GameCube, I had to have a whole memory card just for Animal Crossing. In fact, it came with the memory card.
It did. Yes. I remember that. And yeah, it had a little slot for it. Well, all the games had a
memory
slot
card
for
was for that island, and that was it. If you want a different, if you want another island or, well, town at that point, you had to have a whole new memory card. Like, same thing, I think for the Wii, it was the same thing. Their 3DS, you kind of didn't make a new town. I thought it was always, like, one cartridge. It was, like, one game, one
right.
cartridge
like
per...
Like Pokemon?
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. like kind of that thing. So, hey. Like, that's, like, their big gripe. And also, for their big gripe, too, for the families, the person who makes the island... is the person that could do everything. Everybody else who like joins in on the island,
it has to be like a crappy guest.
Is basically like kind of there, but not really.
Mm. Limited interaction.
Yeah, kind of. And the multiplayer that they said could be isn't really true multiplayer.
What do you mean?
So you can do couch co-op with 8 update people, but there's a leader because it can't. The screen can't split 8 ways. So there's a leader, and you're confined to where that leader is and what that leader wants to do.
Huh. So it's not, like, online multiplayer?
There's online multiplayer, too. Like, I already go to my friends' islands all the time. And, like, today, like, during lunch break, I was visiting them shopping at their Able Sister store.
So you still can interact with them and not just... Because I think, if my memory serves, like, previous Animal Crossings, like, you can visit their town, but you can't really, like, interact with the person.
Oh, yeah, you can totally interact with them. You get about to 8 people just wandering around.
Okay.
So
in regards to, you know, like, you know, purchasing it, the hype for it, like, what do you think about it?
I think it personally lives up to the hype because there's a lot more improvements to it than there are downsides. It's Nintendo. They're not perfect in making, like, large improvements.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just surprised when they do make improvements because they do Nintendo improvements.
Set the bar low.
Yeah.
They can... I got it.
Yeah. So, like... There's like definitely way better graphic, like not graphic design, but design for your home. Like you can just like enter a design mode and actually like level things. Actually looks like a house. And
yeah. And then they also have like a bunch of stuff where you can create your own outfits.
Yeah.
Like a lot of things that I've seen like on my Facebook groups is like I've seen people do stuff for Kingdom Hearts and Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty cool aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
I played that game and I got so bored of that game.
I was gonna say, Mike, you purchased it and you have it.
I have it. I played it for roughly a week and I'm so bored of it. Like
Mike, let me tell you about the wonders of time traveling.
I'm so bored of that game.
Oh yeah, everyone's upset about time traveling in that game, aren't
you know
they?
What? I don't care. I'm an avid time traveler because you know what? I don't like waiting.
It's definitely split, I hear. Like I feel like, in regards to time traveling, I don't own the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like it's a good thing to add to include more people because I feel like, Mike... Like, if someone came into it and was kind of bored with it, the time-traveling aspect could, like, heighten it so they can, I'm assuming, like, grow stuff faster and collect turnips and stuff.
Yeah, like, say, like, you pay off your first loan for your house, you have to wait a literal whole day for you to get the new room in your house. I'm not waiting a whole day. I want that room now. Turn off the system, change time to future, come back. You time-traveled in the game.
Yeah, I
was going to say, what are your major gripes with it,
Mike? It's everything's too slow. I mean, like I've done the thing in games where I've adjusted time to like unlock different, like I guess you could say Easter eggs. Like one example is Metal Gear 3. One of the ways you can beat the boss in that game is advance the time, and he'll just like that's
just
it.
Die.
Like yeah, he'll just die. That's it. That's the boss fight. But having to cheese a game like that, I in order to play the game, I'm not doing that. I'm not.
Well, it's not a cheese function. Like
it's not really.
It's like in the game, right? Like
yeah,
that you can.
It's been
travel
in the game since GameCube, and I've always done it.
Yeah, okay. I can't do that. It's a boring game. Like I was like, okay, you know, I'll give this a shot. Maybe I'll jive with it. But no, it's not.
Wait,
not my cup
so
of tea.
So the time traveling in Animal Cross, do they add it into the game itself, or do you still have to manually go in?
It's been like that always, like since GameCube, to manually do it. So like for GameCube, you had to go into system settings, change the GameCube date. And then you go into the game, and it's the future.
Mm-hmm.
So like,
so the new one, you still have to do that.
Yep.
Oh, see, when I heard people talk about time traveling, I thought they implemented like an actual way into that.
No, it's just there since GameCube.
If that was in game, or it had like a Fallout or a Skyrim style of like wait, like, you know, you just time advances. Mm-hmm. Like maybe I'd play it a little more, but no, if I'm not going outside of the game and, you know, messing with the time in the actual system to play the game. I'm not doing like, that. It's just
time is a construct. Nothing is real.
Yeah, that is the name of this episode.
Yeah, when it comes to actually playing the game, yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
Is that your new catchphrase?
Yes.
Not
only until I'm free game, of my house prison.
So. Yeah. I'm not doing all that to play that game.
It's understandable. Like, I mean, Animal Crossing is still like people's certain like. It's someone's cup of tea, but it's not everybody's cup of tea.
Oh, yeah, no. The people that enjoy it, like, you know, cool that you enjoy it. I just, I can't do it. If I could, if there was a way, I would get my money back. There's not a way I can get my money back. Mm-hmm. If I give it to somebody, just flat out give it to somebody, I wouldn't. I can't. I'm stuck with a game that I paid for that I'm not going to play ever again.
Mm, yeah, that's kind of sucky. Well. But if you guys want to hear...
sell the Switch, buy a new one.
Sell the entire Switch.
Yeah, I got my Switch for free, so no.
No.
You would make 100% profit.
Though. I would.
That is 100% profit.
But, if you want to hear more about Animal Crossing or other games like Animal Crossing, go to Spotify, NPR1 app, G-Tunes, whatever it's called.
G-Tunes.
And listen to
LimeWire.
Yeah, steal us, please.
Steal us.
Oh, listen to a previous episode. I think it was episode 27. By the way, this is episode Dirty 30.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm so close to that.
So this is the Dirty... Oh.
Get on the hype train.
Oh, I'm so close to that.
Oh, man. But yeah.
What's next on the list?
Oh, well, what's next on the list, you say?
We talk about new releases next, or what we've been doing, or...
Well, I kind of want to get, since the big two, I feel like it goes hand in hand. Animal Crossing and Doom Eternal.
Oh, okay, here we go.
And I know Heather is beating that one, too, but there is another.
a new challenger approaches.
Fight me.
There can only be one.
But, I might win.
But let's start with you, Paul. Grab up the old mic. So, Doom Eternal, what do you think of it? Initial thoughts?
I really like it. When it first started up, I could kind of like tell the difference between Doom in 2016 and then Doom Eternal. Like, I could see it's a little bit more difficult. Mm-hmm. The melee doesn't feel as strong as it used to.
Oh, it doesn't do as much damage to the creatures?
It doesn't feel like it does. Mm. What would you say, Heather?
The chainsaw or the punching?
Punching.
The punching definitely does, but I got to a point where I was just chain punching people.
Chain punching, that sounds cool.
Yeah. Punch, get back. Punch, get it back. Punch, get it back.
So story-wise, like spoiling, just tell me like the plot of it. Like, where does that fall with Doom 2016?
There's lore here.
There is. Lore. Well, there's always lore. You just have to read it.
I feel like there's more lore in this one than the last one.
Yeah, they do like give you a lot more in the storyline, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
So there's actually like a plot.
Really?
Yeah.
Where in 2016, there wasn't really much of a plot. It was just... Doom guy demons.
I was going to say, I can't think of one person that buys Doom for the plot.
Listen, Doom guy wakes up in Doom 2016. He's mad. He sees demons. He's got to kill them. That's the plot.
I could compare Doom plot. To something else, but it's a little bit not G-rated for our audience. You don't get it for the plot. Like,
exactly.
There are other things. Satisfy a different part of your life. But anyways, Doom Eternal, you said there's more lore, more gore.
There actually is more gore.
Yeah. It's also a lot more colorful, which is something I really appreciate. Not a lot of people liked it. Mm-hmm. And there's also like a lot more variation in the environment.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, like level wise, is it just like a traditional Doom game? You know, like progressing through, go each level, and
the levels are a lot bigger in this one.
A lot bigger, a lot longer. I think there was a level that took me like 3 hours to beat.
Really?
Yeah, because I was actually like going, like I was taking my time, like going through it and like getting all the collectibles as I was going through and doing all like all the extras.
So here's another question: each of you, what do you have it for?
PS4.
Okay. I asked because I don't have a Switch, and I was gonna get it for either the PS4 or on Steam, but I think I might get it on the PS4. Or you recommend Steam?
If your computer can handle it, I would say a PC. But if your computer can't handle it, I would say PlayStation 4. I'm only saying this because I'm gonna be a little I have a 4K HD TV, and I was playing on a 4K HD with HDR and all that, and it was very pretty. It's also one of the newer games, so like the newer systems and games are also more intensive in graphics because of all the 4K stuff. It will still run on systems, but you won't be doing it justice if you have a system like a PC that can run less than a PlayStation 4.
Okay, I'll have to look into that because I have a fairly new PC. Let me make sure the specs are right.
Mm-hmm.
But that's good to know because I was gonna get it on the PS4, but I definitely don't have a 4K Ultra HD TV.
Listen. It's very pretty. It's a pretty game, like for a Doom
game.
It is.
Yeah. It's also got some fun sound effects, like when you pop someone's one of the demon's heads off.
Yes. The sound effects are like a masterpiece in this game.
Like the sound design and stuff?
Yes.
Jose, can you simulate one of those sound effects now, please?
I have not even played the game.
He's never played it.
I was just looking for a random noise.
It's like, so
but
when
if
you
I
pop
were
the demon's
play.
Head off, it sounds like...
Like a bubble popping.
Like a bubble popping, but it's like... A bubble popping that's like kind of like squishy gory, and then it's like a pop, like one of those old bottled pop things opening
like
up
the,
too. Yeah, so it's like that noise. No,
your hand did nothing.
No, it's really hard to describe. If you're listening to this,
it's like
look
a
at
Snapple bottle opening.
Oh, you should totally look it up on YouTube because I guarantee you there's somebody like who has it. But the sound design in that game is very nice.
Nice.
See
nice.
You describing that. I picture somebody jamming like a whole tomato inside of a glass bottle and then popping it out.
It could be around that, yeah.
Oh, man.
Like, just imagine what that sound would be like, and I imagine it'd be that.
Remember that space putty we'd get from, like, the planetarium?
Oh,
like
I threw that at people.
It was
all the time.
Like the little, what do you call it, the vials and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Threw it at somebody to make a satisfying...
Oh, man. But, yeah, good time.
Sticky hands.
Oh, the sticky hands.
Where they go like...
So I guess the final one that I want to bring up, like me personally, since I feel like it was one of the bigger ones, that Heather beat.
Sorry.
Is,
that one took me 4 days to beat, by the way.
4 days?
4 days.
Yeah, I seen you streaming it for a while, and I was like, oh, next time she gets on, I'll do it. And then I guess you beat
never
it.
Got
I
on.
Beat it. Because yeah. My friends were like, oh, stream it. Like, sure, whatever, I'll stream it. If my friends ask, I'll stream the game. But yeah, it took me 4 days to beat.
So, the game we're talking about is Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Mm-hmm.
And it's finally out. People are beating it. Right out the gates, since you have beaten it, yes. Not spoiling any plot for a story that's been out for 10 plus years.
Well, here's a fun fact. I never played the original, so I can't spoil the original.
Oh, because you
I've never played the original.
Don't spoil the new one.
So I cannot. I don't have to spoil the new one. So I will say that... I'll spoil it in a way that it's not very long. I mean, 4 days to beat an RPG is, I don't beat RPGs. It's very long for me.
I saw an average of, someone said 30 hours.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
I think I was like 35.
I was going to say 30 hours is the typical like amount of a full $60 game nowadays anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you buy a brand new
Even
game,
less,
you're probably going to get 30 hours of gameplay out of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, JRPGs are usually longer, is the thing.
Yeah, Resident Evil 3 is not going to get you 30 hours of gameplay.
Oh, yeah. I heard that one is
more
really
details
short.
At 11.
So I don't know if you guys know anything about this, but is it going to be like the old disc of the Final Fantasy VII?
So I'm not doing any spoilers.
Like, what do you mean old disc?
What do you
the
mean by
ending,
old disc?
I guess, isn't the same as you think it would be.
You guys can't hear this. Damn it.
What are you?
It's the era theme. King
oh, look at the era theme. So this is disc one. So like they're doing discs from what I can tell. This ends at a certain point around where disc one ended. This is also where disc one ends on this game.
Okay.
We don't know when disc two comes out, but since they have the models, they have the engine, they have everything done. People are going to guesstimate around 2 years, 3 years. It's Square Enix, so
3 years.
You shouldn't have released it if it's going to
take
3 years.
3 years on the high end, 2 years on the low end, 1 year if they're on top of their game. But what
quick,
is it?
Quick interlude. Isn't Tetsuya Nomura in charge of Final Fantasy
VII? That's also what I'm saying, 3 years.
Who's that?
He's the creator of
Kingdom Hearts.
You know, the game that took 10 years to come out?
Nope.
But
are we going to have a Final Fantasy VII, like, chain of memories?
No,
like-
no. What the bright side is for this, though, is that since they have everything done, mm-hmm. they're not changing the engine and all that. They did say that they actually started development of this and planning for this game way back before part one was even released. So they said that planning of part two back in like winter of last year had already begun with like a while back with like their planning team because mm-hmm. they didn't have anything to do. So it's just moving through the pipeline now.
What kind of gripes would you say you have with the game? Because I've read some gripes that people are
now were those
talking
gripes
about.
Are with people who have played the original? Because
well, the thing is they're saying that it's like super false advertising because they've been telling people for 5+ years uh-huh. like, oh, it's gonna be like, it's gonna be Final Fantasy VII, the game remade.
Yeah,
and then
they're not false advertising it. Their remake is very an important word.
Right, but no, there was like a specific quote that was from like one of the lead people, and he mm-hmm. was like, "We're gonna keep it as true to the original Final Fantasy VII as we can." Mm-hmm. And yeah. he was like, "They didn't at all." He's what? Like,
"Wait, how did?"
That's spoilers.
They said there's a lot of core plot changes. Mm-hmm. The characters themselves don't feel the same as they did, like character. Personality-wise, he said personalities have changed completely from the core game. He said character design, though, spot on. The designs themselves are flawless and exactly what they envisioned in the original Seven.
Right.
But the character personally has changed.
You gotta think, though, that game is over 20 years old. I mean, that was also a game that didn't have voice acting. It didn't have cutscenes, really.
Correct.
There's and it
ways
didn't
that you
really
can
have...
cater to new people and yeah. old people, though, because the old people are expecting the characters they love.
Right.
I mean, this
if
game...
If you change the character, you're changing the relationship
so
between
really.
The person and the game.
See, here's what I... Like, in regards to what mm-hmm. Heather just said, like, there's only so much personality you can bring to, like, just a text story.
It is.
Which
correct.
Is basically
yeah.
what it is. Like, take Harry Potter. Like, Hermione Granger, people had gripes with her when she first came mm-hmm. out. People still have gripes with her. Like, oh, it's not true to the book. But mm-hmm. and when it comes to text and then, like, when you add the voice acting elements and, like, mm-hmm. when you get into the design, like, you're the most handsome guy here, Final Fantasy.
It's like a triangle and, like, two more triangles.
Like there's another level like of personality that comes with,
right.
like, non- mm-hmm. What do you call it? Non-visual cues.
I did see, though, that they were, like, great voice acting, amazing mm-hmm. soundtrack, really good visuals. They mm-hmm. just...
Now, you also have to see,
the
though,
the character
because
changes in mm-hmm. personality.
How much is that person going through nostalgia goggles? Because, like I said, I've never played the original one, and I think it's one of the best RPGs of the year so far. Like, mm-hmm. I actually played this game nonstop 4 days in a row. There's rarely a game I actually sit there and play nonstop
well,
4 days in
it
a
was,
row.
And it's the addition that I think you're keeping... locked away is the biggest
there's spoilers
problem,
I don't say
is the biggest problem with it all.
But
when I read it, I was like, wow, that's a big problem.
I
me.
Like the spoilers though.
I'm kind of curious. So
because it's such a grand change.
So it's
I
not
like the spoilers.
Like in regards to spoilers, it's not like because this story's been out for like you said.
No,
20 plus
this
years,
is spoilers.
But it's something that's brand new. You're saying
yes.
Let me tell you this. This was a comparison that they said.
Okay.
What it feels like was the addition that I'm talking about should have been in a Kingdom Hearts game and not Final Fantasy.
Well, like I said, it's...
It's by Tetsuya Nomura. Yeah,
Nomura.
Well, he needs to diversify his bonds.
I'm really,
also,
really curious.
Also, another thing, too, is the key word, like you pointed out, Heather, it's a remake.
Yes.
Like... It's like
right,
there's
but again,
a, like there's a difference between a remaster and a remake. Like if they were
right,
that is
Resident
true.
Evil 2 was
it's a remaster,
a remake though. But it has the same thing. It's Resident Evil 2 remake.
Mm-hmm.
But
and they
did
kept
they
it
changed,
very true to the original.
But it's also two different companies.
But that's even more of an example as to why that it's even more poor that Final Fantasy VII is so different.
I'm not going
to
agree with you.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about. I'm gonna put it out there.
Honestly, I don't really care about Final Fantasy like at all. Period.
I haven't played it, so this is all from me reading others' opinions.
This
that
makes
I've
me
read.
Want to play it even more now.
Yeah.
And
also,
not watch
looking on the outside in, it looks really bad.
I wouldn't read other people's opinions because, one, it's the internet. People's own opinions are not usually good, especially
take,
for...
Take Death Stranding. Like, yeah. I defend that game up and down. There's so much, like, negative about
and
it.
And I've only heard negative things about Death Stranding.
Well, and I can also enjoy the game but hate the changes that they've added.
Yeah.
Like, I can still enjoy playing the
but
game.
But all I hear is hate from you.
Well, I
said so many good things.
Honestly,
I'm
like...
joking.
Honestly, I did not know that there were huge changes in it. So
yes.
I think I'm going to get it, like, really soon because stamp check, government stamp check. Like, I did not know that there were such big changes. Like,
I think what I'll do...
Yeah, go ahead.
What I'm probably going to end up doing is... I have no interest in playing Final Fantasy VII or any of the Final Fantasy games, but I like going on like Wikipedia rabbit holes.
You would
with
like
Final
that.
Fantasy. Yeah, like I'll watch like somebody explain the differences. I will never play these games.
Okay. I want to find a video of the differences because, like I said, I don't know like how much has changed. And I ever asked like, oh, how much has changed from here to here? And I have a friend who loves Final Fantasy VII, and she said that she likes the changes so far that she's played. But this was back... And she's about halfway through. And I was like, okay. And I wasn't very far in either at that point. But she said she likes how things are set up and structured because they're introducing story elements from like disc 2 and 3 in this disc that make a lot more sense. Because like my other friend said too, like he's saying, because he played it more recently and he was saying like the original wasn't transcribed and like translated very well. It was very confusing. It didn't really have like a cohesive plot compared to like the newer games or like 8 or 9 or 10. Like it was very like weird and poor when they translated it. So it wasn't perfect.
From
and
what I can remember,
the story was splotchy.
There was a very like what I remember from Final Fantasy VII, like the original. I played it. I didn't play it like as soon as it came out. Like I was like in high school when I played it. So I can agree. Like, some of the story plots like didn't fit together. Like it was fun to play, but like story wise, like I wouldn't mind something a little more connected throughout the
more
whole.
Modern.
Right,
that,
right.
Yeah. Cause even like I was playing this like remake and I was like, I don't have an idea what's going on. Cause they literally throw you into it and you're like, who is this guy?
That's
why
how
are
Final
we
Fantasy
doing VII this?
Starts.
Yeah. and that's why also like I can imagine too that it could be confusing in the original. To
when I played the demo, oh, I fell in love. I was getting goosebumps. I'm like, oh, it was so great.
The like original Final Fantasy VII demo is basically just the beginning of the game. But like when I was a kid and I played the demo, I was like, oh, is this like middle of the game? No, it's like
it's
the beginning.
It's the beginning. And that boss sucks because if you're not paying attention, he will kill you.
Oh, yeah.
Is it the same boss in the demo? I don't
same
know if
boss.
You've
seen don't attack. When
is... As I say, there could be a conversation had at a later time, like people wearing nostalgia glasses when viewing media.
How we
view certain games and everything.
Rocko's Modern Life makes a very, the movie makes a very good point of that. And we said that before.
Yeah.
Me and you have. How
like
nostalgia goggles and nostalgia
is. I still have to see that. Is that still on Netflix?
Yes.
I'll have to check
that
out.
There's a game that I used to play. I forgot what the name of it is, but it was this kung fu game where you went and fought different people and you'd get their swords and their weapons and you get like different powers from it. And I remember that game like being the coolest thing ever because you'd fight next to this giant blue oni and it was like, yeah, you know, we're going and fighting all these elemental baddies, and it was the coolest game ever. And I was like, oh, I found this game. I found that exact game at, not Tenth Planet, at Disc Replay. Went home, put it in. Terrible. That game was horrid.
Really?
It was so bad.
What game?
I can't. Jade Empire something. I don't remember. It's Jade something. But I beat the game, and I seriously put my controller down. I was like, I cannot believe I spent $5 on this game because it is so bad.
Wow.
So yeah, I mean, there just could be a whole thing about
nostalgia goggles.
A thing. I was gonna say, we've talked about in the past like stories and stuff. If you want to go to that Spotify, G-Tunes, whatever.
Oh yeah.
There's something I wanted to redact from a previous podcast for the top
our
five in
redaction.
Regards to our stories.
Oh.
I'm adding Paper Mario in there.
Oh.
Because I recently was looking up some Paper Mario things because, let me tell you what I've been doing during quarantine. I've been cooking a lot, and I made a, from a Japanese recipe, strawberry shortcake. And that made me think, oh, that's like the scene in Paper Mario, which put me on the train of like, gosh, that's a great game. And also, they give you, like, what you do with Princess Peach and Paper Mario, that's exactly how you make a strawberry shortcake. Like, after making a real one, like, they take you through all the steps. But anyways, yeah, I would just like to say for the story episode, mm-hmm. Paper Mario, definitely.
I was going to say to compare mm-hmm. while we talk about Final Fantasy VII, so it doesn't mm-hmm. seem like I'm completely bashing it because I have a remake that literally is bad, and that's Resident Evil 3 from what I hear.
Is it out yet?
It's out.
Resident Evil 3 is out?
Resident Evil 3 is out.
Oh, man. I did not know it was already out.
It's out.
So, oh, yeah. Tell us about it.
So,
tell us
comparatively,
what
so when
you're... Oh, yeah. Is that the new one that came out with... is that... The Predator?
Stars.
Yeah. The Nemesis?
Nemesis thing. Yeah, that thing.
Yep.
Mr. X 2 Electric Boogaloo?
Right. Yep. The added on Mr. X. But, so as we're Final Fantasy VII, you're getting about 30 hours of gameplay for a brand new $60 PlayStation 4 game.
Let's see, there's extras in it, too. And there's chapter select. And, like, there's definitely more stuff
there's
to
content.
Do. Yeah, there's tons
it's
of content.
It's in-depth.
Yeah.
It's in-depth. Resident Evil 3, 5 hours.
What?
5 hours,
whole
the story's
game.
Done.
What?
Whole story,
if you're
whole
competent
game.
And have 2 hands, 4 hours.
I thought that game was at least 10 hours.
Are they, you have 2 hands.
Are they charging $60 for this
yes.
game?
$60.
Yeah. What was the name of that other
I'm
game?
Glad I didn't buy it.
That was a PS4 game.
The Order?
The New Order. Oh, not wait, no, is it New Order?
New Order, 1887.
The Order. Oh, my God. The Order 1887 was an absolute waste of money.
Linear
it
garbage.
Is, now, okay, I'm going to give it credit where credit's due. That was a good-looking game.
It was very
good-looking.
That good
was looking. A real good-looking
game.
That's
all that you bought it on was the beauty.
Exactly. That was a real good-looking game. 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
What?
2.5 hours.
Oh, I would be so angry.
Did they add anything more to Resident Evil 3 to try to pad out that time?
There is what they're trying to push for is like kind of like an online you and your buddy get together horde mode.
Oh.
That's what Resident Evil 3 has going for.
Remember
right
Resistance?
Now?
Is
remember
that
when I came to your...
I think it's Res. Yeah, I think it's Resistance.
I remember I came to your house playing Resident Evil 5 with the mercenary mode.
Oh, yeah, just 5.
I don't like mercenary mode. I'd play Resident Evil for
it's
the story.
It's gimmicky.
And it's gimmicky. It's arcade.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Mercenary mode's super gimmicky. Yeah.
I will pay 2 quarters to play it, but no. I'm not going to buy it for
two
that.
2 quarters?
Now, another problem here with the Resident Evil 3, apart from the just pure shortness, and here's a reason why it's so short, mm-hmm. is they've removed core elements that the original Resident Evil 3 had that people felt were pretty vital to the story.
You just said that it was close.
Huh?
Or what are you talking about Resident Evil 2?
Resident Evil 2 is super close.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Resident Evil 3, no. This has gone wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people mentioning like there's missing parts in there.
So most Resident Evil games have an element where it's multiple mm-hmm. endings, right? And so a lot of things within Resident Evil as well is puzzle mechanics. And one thing that Resident Evil 3 had specifically was like quick time events where you have to choose the situation. So it would be like, oh, Nemesis shows up, stay and fight, run away. Mm-hmm. And you would choose the quick time event, and those choices would eventually affect the end of the game. No quick times in Remake. One ending. You get one ending. Mm. One puzzle in the game.
Why even throw one puzzle?
And he said it's like... Dummy level, one puzzle.
By the way, I found the name of that game. If you want to watch gameplay of this and like see how disappointed I was, it's called New Legends.
New Legends.
New Legends. Go home, watch like 10 minutes of it, and just imagine me thinking that's the coolest game in the world.
And mind you, I love Resident Evil.
You do?
This is bad.
The Resident Evil 1 like remake, I feel like that was a... Remake.
That was one of the best remakes
loved
ever.
It. Resident Evil 2 remake. Wait, was that the one? That was the one that was like close to it, right?
Resident Evil 2 is pretty really
with,
close.
Mr. X or whatever.
Yeah, Mr. X.
I really want to play that. Mm-hmm. Haven't played that yet.
That was another thing that they said, like comparatively, like Resident Evil 2 remake needed it because, mm-hmm. like the Mr. X in the original Resident Evil 2 wasn't really fleshed out. Mm-hmm. So in the remake, you got to see Mr. X in all full glory. And so, like, when they did Resident Evil 3 remake, it makes Nemesis look dumb, like, because the whole reason Nemesis existed in the first place was because they made changes and time passed, so Mr. X's development got a lot better, and they're like, oh, we want to showcase this. Mm-hmm. Here's Resident Evil 3.
See, that's another thing where we can have a whole podcast about remakes alone. If a game does, like, not necessarily deserves a remake, but deserves it right now. Because honestly, like, there are a lot of games, like Resident Evil 4, they're talking about remaking it right now.
But isn't that a PS2 game? GameCube.
What?
That was a GameCube game. Yeah, you don't need it because you can easily play that.
Yeah, like, it holds up still. Mm-hmm. Like, I can see maybe, like, if in 10 years, put you virtual reality in it, remake it. But, like, there's no need to remake it.
I don't see a remake. No. I see, like, a remaster where it's available on more platforms.
Other than, like, every single platform?
Yeah, re-release. Like,
if they
Resident Evil 4, you can get on, like, every system.
Well,
right now.
I mean, I'm actually, games that aren't.
I was watching, reading up on, like, you know, different things for the Resi 4, like, remake. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are worried that they're going to take the cheese out of it. Like, they're worried about, like,
the charm?
The fact that Leon's just a goofball. Like, he's a super agent goofball, or the merchant. What are you buying? Like,
they're going to purposefully make Ashley important because she's, like, the most useless.
Yeah,
she sets off like the story for why Leon's there.
I mean,
she's the precipice of why we hate missions like that. Like, you got to have a first one.
Half the game is an escort mission.
Yeah, oh, like, she's the reason why?
It's
that's
so
terrible.
It's so
Resident
bad.
Evil 4, escort the president's daughter.
No.
Like, I'm glad there's certain sections where you can go where, like, you know, you're about to get in some trouble, so you can go, okay, hang out back here for a minute. And then go in, and, you know, do your thing, and go, all right, come on, let's go. But
it's definitely not escort mission. But they did a secondary character similar to her. Right, is BioShock Infinite, where, like, oh, she doesn't take any damage, so you don't got to worry about her getting to a fight, and she helps you by giving you ammo and health, very minimal, like not like bombarding you with health or anything.
Mm-hmm. She's not a supply dump.
Right. That's how you do a character. You don't, like, get someone that can get stuck in, like, an eggshell and swirl around and just...
Someone that doesn't know how to walk faster than someone else.
I will say something. I do have one gripe with Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Uh-oh.
The AI is so dumb.
Like, on your team or, like...
Every AI is dumb. Every AI. I could be sitting there talking to an NPC, like, in a shop, and then an AI will walk into me and actually look at me like I did something wrong. I'm like, I'm sitting here and then that guy will turn around and hit me again. I'm like, bro, please.
No. Level design, graphics, and world issues I wrote down on.
Yeah, that's like, the AI was an issue because I also, like, I was watching because there's a tactic mode in there that I really love because that...
A new Final Fantasy Tactics, you say?
No.
Ooh, I'm ready.
That the way you fight is ATB meters, so that they have a turn base, but it's also action-oriented at the same time. But you can also switch between your characters really fast by going up and down on the D-pad. And there's if you press X, it, like, slow-mos the game almost to, like, a stop, and it says a tactic menu. And
get some dead eye.
Oh yeah, so, like, it's like healing or, like, fires or, like, use your abilities or, like, summons and all that.
I've seen that.
Really nice.
I really like that.
Some bullet time.
Yeah, basically that's what it is. Bullet time. If you don't do that, your characters are really dumb, and I've watched them guard for, like, minutes against...
Maybe they didn't program it because they expect you to, like, go into slow-mo. They're like, no one's not going to use slow-mo.
I'm thinking, too, like, a lot of people are like, oh, we're if you do, like, certain modes, we expect you to do, like, to take control of your characters and not let them do their own thing, especially against bosses. Like, it's like, random people, you can probably kill them.
I was going to say, speaking of the ATB, like, I think Final Fantasy 13, I think that's where they introduced it. I could be wrong.
Yes, they introduced it there, but it was a turn-based ATB, which was bad.
Heather, can you please glitch hunt on stream?
What do you
on
mean,
Final Fantasy VII?
No, I can't glitch hunt. What do you want me to glitch hunt for?
Because I just want to laugh.
I just want to laugh. So we're just going to be running into everything, trying to glitch ourselves.
I watched Aerith run into a, like, a barrier for, like, a good 5 minutes. I was like, what are you doing there?
Were you going to say something, Paul?
I've lost the thought.
He got deleted like a sim.
So does anyone else have a game to bring up before I have a plethora of games. Yeah, let's open it up.
I say after Skylar, I got one.
Oh, you can go. I just went twice, I think.
Oh, mine's real quick just because I've been I started it not too long ago. It's called The Bunker.
Okay.
It's called a
black and white looking one.
Huh?
Is that the black and white one?
No. Okay. This one's
Eatin' Beans.
Yeah, Eatin' Beans. Okay. The Bunker is a point and click game. It's everything's filmed.
Okay.
Everything is. There's no like
in black
CGI.
And white?
No, it's colored. Where's black and white come from? But it's everything's everything's filmed, and I'm gonna give this game credit.
Mm-hmm.
Within 5 minutes, it broke my heart.
I didn't say. Oh, wow. Do you have this game?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, tell us about it.
Within 5 minutes, this game broke my heart. I don't want to spoil anything because, like I said, I just started playing it. But, so basically, the nuclear apocalypse happens,
mm-hmm.
and everybody's forced into a bunker, and you see at the beginning of the game, you see how many people are in this bunker, and it fast forward. It starts off with your character being born,
mm-hmm.
and then it fast forwards to 30 years later, and then it's just you and your mom in this bunker, and that's it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I don't want to go any further than that,
mm.
but
was it a PS Plus game by chance?
No, I bought it.
Oh, you had to
buy it. I bought it.
It's like, it sounds familiar.
It's like $15, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. If you have the patience for a point and click game, it's really cool.
Is it for Steam too?
Yeah, it's on Steam. Paul brought up Eatin' Beans because when the game starts, your character has a routine that they do every day. They take their vitamins or vitamins, if you will. That's what they say. They say vitamins.
I was gonna say, where's that?
Yeah, he goes, I need to take my vitamins.
I thought that was a Midori thing.
No.
Midori.
But he takes his vitamins, checks his radiation level. He scans through radio to see if anybody's on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he checks the system, the system from the bunker, make sure everything's working fine. And then he goes and eats dinner. And there's three boxes that you choose from. One of them's peaches. I don't know what's in the other one. But then the other one's beans, and then your day pretty much ends with him sitting on the toilet eating whatever you gave him. In this case, the playthrough Paul watched, the guy was eating beans, so he's just sitting on the toilet eating beans.
Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah, it's kind of goofy. And then he goes and reads to his mom. There's a thing with that,
mm-hmm.
but.
By the way, there's two things you should never eat on the toilet. Well, you shouldn't eat in the toilet to begin with.
Yeah, yeah.
Beans and chocolate bars. Like, that's just nasty.
Yeah, that is real bad. But the interesting thing about this is it's a huge bunker. Like, keep that in mind. There's people, like, a lot of people that were in this bunker at one point.
Right.
And he doesn't leave these three rooms. He goes to the bathroom where all of the food is. He goes to his mother's room, and then he goes to his room. And then something happens where he has to venture out.
Oddly familiar to the situation.
I know, right?
Now.
I know. That's why I'm actually playing it.
I was going to say.
It's very meta right now. But yeah, it's something happens where he has to venture out, and it's getting real creepy.
Hmm.
And that I kind of stopped it at that point before I came here. But okay. It's. If you got patience for a point and click, I would definitely check it out. And like I said, it's real interesting.
I was
going to
say, if you have a capability of streaming it, I wouldn't mind watching
it. Oh, I could stream it.
Awesome. Yeah, I definitely
would. Hell, I could stream it tonight.
I wouldn't mind seeing that, yeah.
But yeah, it's real cool. Like I said, everything's filmed.
Mm-hmm.
There's no CGI in it. It's all film.
Hmm. Very interesting.
Yeah, it is a really cool game.
Very relevant to the times we're in right now. But to move next before, because we're actually running out of time, guys.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
time flies.
Whoa. Time flies when you're having. But anyways, Heather.
Yes.
Before we move forward, do you know off the top of your head video games that have been pushed back?
Last of Us 2.
Really?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh,
indefinitely.
Man.
Live reaction here.
Indefinitely?
They said something about what's going on right now is one of the reasons why they're pushing it back. And
everybody's
like, no. That's just when you release it.
That's when you release
Actually,
it.
Actually, the reason they're pushing it back is because they can't get the discs to retailers or have enough to made.
I guess that's true, too. Like,
digital.
Because when it comes to releases are, you got to make it big, like, wham, we got to put it out perfectly. Yeah. And
they said they want to have a release like how they want it to be, mm-hmm. and not like have it like half-hearted and just like to go out.
Right.
And they want to make sure everybody can play at the same time and not have it like Australia gets it like a week before, like Final Fantasy VII got it like a week before in Australia because of shipping and all that.
That makes sense.
So they want to make sure everybody gets it around the same time. And
but it is finished though, right?
They said they're going to take this time because it's delayed indefinitely to make sure all the, like, as much bugs are done and all that. Okay. So they're getting close to being done now.
Oh, I completely forgot about The Last of Us 2.
Iron Man VR is delayed indefinitely.
That sounds cool. Never even heard of it.
Yep. But
I play that.
everything else is probably getting close to Ghost of Tsushima. It was supposed to come out this year.
The Samurai game?
The Samurai game. Yeah. It was supposed to come out like in summer, but because of this...
That's a perfect summer game. Go on.
I don't know if it'll be released yet. They haven't said.
Oh, man.
Cyberpunk 2077. They haven't said anything about it yet.
That's been getting pushed back though, right?
Never coming out.
Bro, it's out. We're living in Cyberpunk right now.
At this point, assume all your favorites from about spring down are going to get pushed back in some form or another by a month, several months, a year, depending on where they were in development. Or how close to we're being done.
Gosh darn it.
Are there any Cyberpunk more? Is never coming out. At this point, it's getting put on the same pedestal as Kingdom Hearts
I will
3.
Say, though, that there are some studios still working, especially ones in like other countries. Like here, they're all working from home in the U.S. Japan just went into the lockdown
future.
Thing. So, so there are some studios still working together, and then a lot of them are working from home. So they're still working. It's just going to be slower going.
Gotcha. Are there any more that's been pushed back that we know?
Not that I know of. There might be some indie ones that I don't know of.
I'm just throwing this out there, too. For anime lovers, Kaguma, Love is War, coming out right now. ReZero, I think that's what, ReZero, pushed back. It was supposed to come out in October, season 2.
What about the Fate series? How's that going?
Oh, I don't know if there's any new Fate stuff coming out. I'm on top of the Fate.
I was about
series.
To say, you always have Fate news.
Say, movie news. There's no movies coming out anymore.
Not real. But speaking of Fate, I'm on top of that.
There's also another anime. It's a pretty old anime, though. It's on Netflix now.
Just don't point at me.
Just sitting here pointing at Skylar. It's called No Game, No Life.
Ah. Speaking of video games,
now that I finally had a chance to watch it, because I just haven't had the streaming services it's actually been on. It's on Netflix.
Very good. I'd recommend
it. Came out in 2014.
Right now,
never getting a season
Paul's
2.
Life is all game, all life.
When all this started, let me tell you, when I first started in my situation, I watched all four seasons of Sherlock.
Sherlock.
In like one fell swoop.
Snap.
Each episode is an hour and a half long.
Well, with that, I feel like we should have another one of these strictly for shows, anime.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Everything, because this has been great. It's been great catching up with you guys, too.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, unfortunately, time is up. I want to thank all of you at home waiting patiently for new content here at Lakeshore Public Radio. We're trying to get Let's Eat back up. Let's Eat is a fantastic Friday show. Bunch of people coming in from different restaurants, and with COVID and stuff, no restaurants are open, so that's kind of hard. And we're not allowed any guests here, only host of shows. And thank God all my friends are hosts to lean on that rule a little bit. But I want to thank you guys for coming in today, braving the storm.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for
housing me.
Thank you for keeping all the safety precautions up. And
it was great seeing everyone in the flesh.
Flesh and blood.
I mean, we can always just do a fake VR episode where we're doing this in VR.
Oh, don't even tempt me. But anyways, thank you. Listening to Region Nerd Alert on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Jose. And listeners, thank you very much. And goodbye.
Bye.